Hi, we're back on Couples Therapy. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How can we help your dilemma?
I'm hoping that other women will back me up here. I cannot stand how my husband asks me where something is without even trying to look for it first. And to top it off, he's trained our boys the same exact way. They will call me at work. They will shout to me when I'm in the bathroom, getting ready for work, when I'm in the house, whatever, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing. And after 20 years of marriage and 20 years of stopping what I'm doing to help him find what's right there in front of him, I think seriously that I'm going to intentionally start hiding things and not tell him where they are.
Honey, have you seen my sneakers?
Gosh.
They're by the door.
Oh, wow. I wonder if this is a guy-girl thing, because my husband does the same darn thing.
He does?
It's like move things around. Look for it.
I guess my point is that we all look for things, and we all ask our significant others, and it's okay.
Nope.
Huh?
Do you ask your significant other or the boys whenever you're looking for something?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
I mean, I don't always know where things are, and I look. I just take a minute, and I look for it, and I find it.
Yeah. Isn't that a good feeling when you find it on your own,
like a
big girl?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm on their side. It takes a village to find things.
I'm on your side. I think that's hysterical. You hide it. You create a YouTube series about, look what I hid today from my husband. And
I love it. Yeah.
That'll
go viral.
Yeah, right. All right, you 222-2899. If you could be a therapist and help our friend out here. Hey, the Buzz. Good morning.
Hi, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, the person she has to train is herself.
Ah,
herself.
Okay.
What?
Yes, because she's the one who's dropping everything to go look.
Mm.
If she just says, "I can't do it right now," keep looking. Because all she's doing by hiding her husband's stuff is not looking. She's hiding it and then not looking for it, making him find it. It's the same thing as not looking for it herself.
Okay, so
she's causing the problem.
I guess that's a more mature way of looking at this. You must be the mature therapist this morning.
Now it's happened for both of us. My wife and I, we both ask the other for help in looking for things sometimes. Usually, and I'll have to admit, sometimes it's more me, but it's after I've looked a little bit and looked around and go, hey, you know, I've looked around and go, you know, I know this is here. Have you seen it? And, you know, I mean, I will ask, but she's doing the same thing too, where she can't find something. And I usually tell because she gets in a frenzy because she can't find it. And she's in a hurry. And when she's in a hurry, I know she's missing it.
I'll give you that. Women are more in a frantic state of mind when we're looking for things.
Yeah.
You're right.
And therefore, when you rely on your significant other's help, it gets done. You know, it gets done quicker. Like, usually I'll know where something is. She'll know where something is.
Yeah, but you're constantly relying on your wife, Joe. I mean, you can't get anything done by yourself.
Dude, she called in between songs. She didn't want to go on the air. And I don't think the Federal Communications Commission would allow what she had said to go on the radio.
So funny.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, thank
Kevin.
You so much.
Right. Thanks for being in couples therapy this morning. We'll do it tomorrow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.